on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? We're back for another episode of the YokeCast podcast, and finally, the Coyote football team gets a week off, 12 consecutive games for South Dakota. Now they get a week off and then hopefully a postseason run for the Coyote football team. They've been playing really, really good football here lately, but what a great chance for them to get rested up heading into the playoffs. Coyotes will almost certainly play on Thanksgiving weekend. Obviously, we'll find out for sure on Sunday in the FCS selection show. We think the Coyotes have a pretty good chance to get a home game on Thanksgiving weekend, but who knows? Do we ever trust the NCAA and selection committees to do the right thing? You might hope they will, but I don't think we ever trust it, right? So start making plans now for Thanksgiving weekend, a Saturday in the Dome. No clue what time it'll be. Bring the family. It'll be a great time in the Dome. And if the Coyote football team is on the road Thanksgiving weekend, well, you've already made the plans, so you'll have the family together for a watch party and cheer on the Yotes from wherever you might be. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll get a home game for Thanksgiving weekend. That FCS selection show is set for Sunday, 11 a.m. on ESPNU. What a crazy week the last week has been in Coyote athletics. Two buzzer-beating three-pointers for one-point wins for women's basketball. Volleyball got a five-set win on the weekend and then swept North Dakota State in the regular season finale to make sure they locked up the number two seed in the Summit League tournament. Football down 17, rallies for a five-overtime victory to punch its ticket into the FCS playoffs. It has been a wild, wild week in Coyote athletics, so hopefully we can keep that momentum going here this week. Coming up in the podcast today, we will talk with Coyote wide receiver Lorenzo Fender, who's having a tremendous season, playing in his first year of real action and action with the offense. His first career collegiate catch was at Iowa State. It was a touchdown, the first of 11. He has the second most receiving touchdowns in a single season in South Dakota history. Derek Gierman, of course, with 14, he leads the way at South Dakota. Let's get it started this week with Jenna Hopp. She transferred from South Dakota State and has made an impact already with the Coyote women's basketball team. Jenna, your team coming off of quite the road trip.
Yep.
Obviously a couple of wins, but thrilling wins coming
yes.
down to the very end. How would you describe the road trip and just how those games played out?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like our preparation going into those games was really important. We knew K-State was going to try to get a lot in transition, and I think at the end we limit them to like maybe one or two baskets in transition. So, I mean, obviously everyone saw like the last two shots that led us to that win, but like it really was the whole game and how we prepared and how we executed. So it's really good.
The two games very different, obviously,
yes.
in regards of like Idaho State, you get the buzzer beater, that's game over.
Yes.
Kansas State, there's still time on the clock, they're going to
yes.
get another chance. What was the message defensively for this group to not foul,
yes.
you know, play where you needed to and try to finish the job?
Yeah, I mean, definitely not fouling was the biggest thing. Anyone who was watching, I think Kansas State shot about 30-something free throws, so obviously we knew it wasn't a guarantee that we were just going to get that stop with no foul, so just emphasis on just contest to the best of our abilities and just lock in on that possession, and we can smile about it.
You were a part of some fouls called in that you drew a lot of
yes.
fouls.
Yep.
How do you get in a position to take some of those offensive fouls and some of that? I mean, you know it's not going to feel good.
Yeah.
But you stand in there strong.
Yeah.
What's your mindset?
Honestly, with the adrenaline, I never really actually feel the pain until after the game. So, but yeah, that's been an emphasis in my game since as long as I can remember. Like growing up with AAU, our coach was always like, after each tournament, how many charges did you take? And he would emphasize that, so it's like kind of something I've always just grown up with, the emphasis of doing that. So I think the biggest thing is just being able to read the defense and just, you know, when a player has their head turned, that's the best time, they don't see you there, and then you just take it with your chest, and yeah, it's a really good energy play too.
You're a transfer, so wherever you ended up, it was going to be a new team to you anyways.
Yes.
But this entire roster is new at South Dakota. What has this process been like for this team as you guys have gotten to know each other, obviously, a little bit over the summer and into preseason workouts and some of that stuff? What has this process been like with an entirely new roster?
Yeah, so I think the coaches did a really good job of, like, recruiting a bunch of different personalities and obviously 13 new people from 13 different places. But I think they recruited personalities that all fit together really well. So, I mean, that made it really easy. I think there was, like, a learning curve, obviously, with that. I think when we all started to really click and get really close was, you know, the second part of the summer. And then after that, like, we've just continued to build, and it's been really fun.
When you were at South Dakota State for a couple of years and you entered the transfer portal, was South Dakota on your mind at the time, or what was your process like as you decided to, you know, make a move for yourself?
Yes. So initially, first thing, I really wanted to focus on staying close to home and just going somewhere where I know I can impact the game. And I think that's super important because I'm a competitor at heart. So, you know, sitting on the bench and watching it is just really, really hard for me. So I knew somewhere where I was going to be able to make an impact. And so I knew Coach Carrie, like, she recruited me a little bit when I was in high school, so I kind of had that connection there. And she actually coached with my AU coach back in their early coaching career, so I kind of knew them in that aspect. So I knew that what they were all about and just how much they loved the game and how hungry they were to, you know, bring a new life to South Dakota women's basketball. So it was just something I really wanted to be a part of. But no, initially I did not think I was going to go to South Dakota, but, you know, it all worked out and I love it here.
When it clicked that this might be the right spot for you, did you think about, oh man, South Dakota State to South Dakota, and just kind of, you know, there's a good rivalry there, and both teams have had a lot of wins in women's basketball.
Yes, for sure. It's definitely, initially I knew that there was going to be some, I don't know, just some kind of side eyes in that way of just like, really? But I think I definitely made the right decision. And, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, just making the best decision for me. And, you know, I left South Dakota State with no bad blood, so I'm not worried about anything in that aspect. But yeah.
What did you like about your conversation with Coach Amy that made you think, like, wow, even though everybody's going to be new and everybody's competing for their minutes, but this is who I want to play for?
Yeah, I think what really stuck out to me is, like I said, how hungry they were to bring a new light to women's basketball here and how they were going to do that. And just their, like, thoughts for me and how I'm going to fit into that. It was like they had a lot of confidence in me. And at that time, you know, entering the portal, it's really scary. You're kind of putting yourself out there. You don't know who's going to call, who's not. So I think just hearing that, how much confidence they had in me, was just really, like, comforting, I guess. So I just kind of knew right away that that was the place for me, where I was going to succeed.
Well, the confidence yourself has to be growing here in the last couple of games, at least. I mean, you played 29 or more minutes in the last two games, double-digit scoring efforts. How would you describe your growth here early in the season?
Yeah, I think the first couple games I was a little timid offensively, just trying to find my rhythm, I guess. But the last couple games of just, you know, the preparation and being prepared is kind of, you know, you practice how you play. So I feel like the practice leading up was really what, you know, set the tone as how I was going to play in those last two games. So
what have you tried to focus on the last couple of years in your personal development as you try to put yourself in a position where, you said it, you don't want to be sitting on the bench, you're a competitor, put yourself in a position to be on the floor and make an impact?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that I bring to the table as a player is my defensive efforts. Like you saw in the K-State game, taking those charges, I mean, that really changes the kind of sets the tone for the game in a way. So I think defensively, and then offensively, just getting to the rim, finishing through contact, or all those things. I'm working on the three-point shot, going to find get some confidence there, and yeah, keep growing.
Yeah, this whole team just continues to grow. What has been the most fun thing about this group as you guys have gone through the season? We're still early, right? But obviously a 5-0 start, there's a lot of smiles.
Yeah, for sure. I think the best part about this group is we're able to balance, you know, having fun while playing basketball, but also having that focus. So it just makes practices, like coming in here every single day for probably about 3 hours and practicing, it makes it a lot of fun when you're with a group of girls that you can smile with, but also, you know, get stuff done when you need to.
I know you're coming off the
road trip, two more home games coming up, a lot of home games to start the year. How nice is that? I mean, travel can be really tough sometimes.
Yes, especially the last trip. We were gone for about 4 to 5 days. It makes it tough, but I think just having some home games, I'm hopefully get some more fans in the crowd after those last two games. I hope they're excited to, you know, see what we're all about for the next rest of the season.
What is your major and what do you hope to do someday?
So I'm pre-nursing and I am hoping to be in the nursing program starting next fall. So I want to be a nurse practitioner, kind of specializing in dermatology. My mom and grandma were both nurses, so I've kind of always grown up around the healthcare. But I just really have a passion for, you know, skincare, all of that. So I'm just hoping to do that, and you know, that's the end goal.
No, part of it's part of the family, but what was kind of something that made you think like healthcare is something that you really wanted to do?
Yeah, I feel like I just have a lot of compassion for other people, and just being able to help people is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. And I think it also, basketball has allowed me to develop a lot of these soft skills that I'm going to be able to use in healthcare, you know, just being able to be a leader, have confidence in myself, that kind of thing. So I think it'll all play out really well.
I know you said when you transferred here, part of the reason was it was closer to home or still close to home, which seems to be very important to you and your family.
Yes. So, I mean, my biggest supporters are my family. Before every single game, I get about 3 or 4 text messages from my parents, my grandpa. He's my biggest supporter. So it's just really special that they can make about every single home game, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah, what's that like to see them in the stands and just get that opportunity to cheer you up?
Yeah, it makes me so happy because obviously the last 2 years have been a little bit different. So just being able to look at them, I mean, they're happy because I'm happy, and it just, you know, it means a lot.
What has you talk about being, you know, competitor and wanting to be on the floor, and now that you're playing more and more minutes this year after moving on to South Dakota, what's that feeling been like as you look around, you know, standing on the floor and you look around and you're like, this is what I wanted to do. I get a chance to show what I can do.
Yes. I mean, it's such an amazing feeling, especially being around all of these amazing other players. I mean, I just feel so grateful, you know, that Coach Carey gave me the opportunity to, you know, wear South Dakota across my chest. It just means the world to me.
5-0 start, obviously really, really good. Couple of home games coming up. Yeah. What would be your message to the fans to get them out here and see this team compete?
I think, you know, we feed off of the crowd's energy, and I think this year is so much in store. You know, obviously our end goal is, you know, win the Summit League Championship, and I think it, you know, it starts now.
All right, Jenna, appreciate the time. Have a great season. I know a lot of people cheering for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That is Jenna Hopp. She has been a great addition to the Coyote women's basketball roster this year, has played some really significant minutes here the last few games in back-to-back double-digit scoring games, a native of Glenwood, Iowa, 5'11 guard, interested in pre-nursing. 2 years of eligibility, counting this one, for Jenna Hopp. Lorenzo Fenner has been phenomenal this year for South Dakota. The wide receiver coming off a 3-touchdown performance, plus had the game-winning 2-point conversion catch in the 5th overtime at Southern Illinois. He has 11 touchdowns on the season and continues to climb up the charts at South Dakota. He is, if not the best, certainly one of the best wide receivers in the entire country. We caught up this week to talk about his time at South Dakota.
Lorenzo, this team obviously headed to the playoffs and having a good season. How would you describe this season? Obviously off to a rough start, a couple of blowout losses, a disappointing loss for sure, but this team's really bounced back. How would you describe what this season has been?
It's just like a professional fight. You know, coach says it all the time that it's a lot of rounds in the fight, and we just keep fighting and we haven't given up yet. So I'm really proud of this team, just proud of what we've been doing so far, and just the fight and just not the ability not to give up.
You put yourself in a position to be one of the best receivers here, and obviously one of Aiden's top targets so far this year. What have you done the last couple of years? You've been on the program, right? You haven't seen the field, things like that, as much as you would have liked. What have you done individually to put yourself in this position?
I just never stopped working. I knew that one day my opportunity would come, and I just would need to have to make the most of it. So I just prepared the whole time, just waiting for my opportunity.
Your first collegiate catch is at Iowa State, and it's a touchdown. Like, was that crazy?
Yeah, that was an amazing feeling. It was just it's so real, and just glad the coaches was just put the trust in me to be able to go out and make that play, and it was just so happened to be a touchdown.
Take me back to this past Saturday. Obviously, you ended up with three touchdowns, but maybe more importantly, the game-winning conversion try in five overtimes. You probably had a pretty good idea that ball was going to come to you one-on-one in the corner. Yeah. What's your mindset? Take us through that play.
Well, first of all, I knew that we needed it. I knew we needed to go out there and just make the play. So I know if it's somebody out in front of me that they ain't going to be able to guard me just one-on-one, and I just had the ability and I had the trust in myself to go make that play.
You had earlier in the game a touchdown that was wiped off for offensive pass interference. Was it pass interference?
I don't really think so, but the refs called it pass interference on the field, so I ain't going to argue with the refs.
How do you try to be, you know, in those positions? Obviously, every receiver's trying to create some separation. How do you try to do that a little nonchalantly and get your separation? Because they're hand-fighting as much as you are.
You just got to just jump up and just go grab the ball. Just maybe just give them a little slight push off if you can. Nothing too major.
You look at this season, and obviously easy to see the confidence with Aiden and you together has continued to grow throughout the course of the season. What's that growing process like with a quarterback like Aiden Bauman? Obviously, he's been here for a while, and you're trying to be one of those top targets. What did you guys work on throughout the year to keep growing this thing?
We worked on like a lot of back shoulder fades. This is a lot of routes and just a lot of time that we just put together on the field just to master those throws that we've been making all season. And it's just time and a lot of effort that we put in to help with that.
I told you before this, you know, 11 touchdowns on the season. It's the second most in a single season in the history of the University of South Dakota. When you hear that, where's your brain go?
It just goes, it's not done. We're not finished. We still got a lot of playoffs left to go and a lot of more plays to be made.
You know, you look at the course of your season, and I think you got somewhere around 34, 35 catches on the year, 11 of which are touchdowns. And a lot of those are very, very contested catches. Do you take pride in being able to climb through a defender to make a play, some of those boundary routes? I mean, you're not making a lot of easy catches.
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that. Like, every ball that comes my way, I feel like I got to go grab it. So, yeah, there's a lot of pride taking in that.
I know there's been a few on the season that maybe you thought there could have been a better ball your way, or maybe you could have grabbed anyways. And you look at those. How do you try to move on from some of those? Because you're a guy that, listen, you think you can catch everything, right? You know you can. So when you don't catch one, I'm sure it's very disappointing. How do you move on from that?
I just try to next play mentality. Coach tells us that all the time, like next play, bad play, next play, good play, next play. Just always have the next play mentality because you never know if that play is going to be the game-winning play.
How would you describe this wide receiver room at USD right now?
Oh, we're electric. Anybody in our wide receiver corps could go up and make a play at any time. So I feel like we're just the best receiving corps that we have in the FCS, and we're ready always to go make a play.
What's it like playing with Aiden Bauman, obviously a veteran quarterback and a guy who's been here? He's taken this program into the playoffs and deep into it. How much has he helped you grow?
Oh, it's great. He's a great leader. He leads the team like tremendously. He helps everybody grow individually each day just by pushing us so much. And it's just his last year, so he's putting it all out on the table, and I'm trying to put it all out on the table for him. So yeah, it's just great.
What have you been able to learn from the other guys from that have been here the last couple of years, wide receivers that have helped you grow in this position?
Just like the knowledge of the game, like just being able to go read the defenses, or it's like being able to see what covers they're in before they're in it and just stuff like that.
What has the change been like? Obviously a new position coach, and that happens every once in a while, but what is that change? What's the biggest adjustment when you have that position coach?
It's been great. The biggest adjustment I would say is just getting to know them personally, but it's been great. Coach Walker, he's a great coach. He's getting all of us, like all the receiving corps, he's getting us right with just the footsteps, our footwork, and just going up and grabbing the ball. Everything that we've been doing all season, he's been harping on it and coaching us through it this whole offseason and everything.
You're one of the stars on offense, Roman Tillman, one of the stars on defense. You both wear the number one. High school teammates appear to be decent friends. What has that been like to continue playing with him at this level?
It's been awesome, man. It's just a lifelong dream. Me and him used to talk about it when we was kids, just being able to play together at college, even just going to college. But getting to play together, that's another thing that's just amazing. It's crazy that God just put us in this position to be able to do that. And it's been fun.
How did you both end up at the University of South Dakota?
Well, they gave us both an offer, man, and it's just something we couldn't pass up together.
Was it a discussion when you were deciding, he was deciding where to go? Did you guys legit have that conversation?
Yeah, we talked to each other, and we said we're gonna go do it. We're going to go try to change this place around.
That's awesome. You both wear number one.
Yeah.
Is that intentional?
No, that was not intentional. It was just a coincidence. That really just happened.
Obviously, you're both playing at a high level. Obviously, you make a play on offense. You want to get rested up for the next series. How much are you standing on the sideline, you know, watching that defense and Roman and seeing what they're doing?
Well, I'm always trying to watch the defense to hype them up and get them cheered on for the crowd, because I know they go out there and get a stop. We're going to go out there and try to capitalize and go put some points on the board. So it's always fun to watch them, especially to watch Roman.
This is some kind of run this team's on right now. Obviously, 6 of 7, I think it is, and 3 straight top 25 wins. What has been the biggest driving force of turning this thing around and this program, this team, putting itself back in the playoffs?
Really, that the first half of the season, it doesn't define us, and that we still got a lot of fight left in this team, and that we could really go out there and compete for the national championship, and that's what we feel like we could do, and that's what we're going to do.
You finally get a bye week.
Yeah.
What has this season been like going through the entire thing? 12 consecutive games without a weekend off. I mean, it's a grind. I know guys have been beat up and you got to get your bodies right, but describe the feeling of finally getting a bye week here before the playoffs.
First off, the season's been great. We got a lot of guys probably beat up, but we've been in the training room doing what we're supposed to do, rehabbing our bodies, getting our bodies right to be able to play the next week. But to get a bye week and be able just to rest, it does feel great.
We don't know for sure. We feel like we've made a pretty good case for another home game. Is that your mindset? Do you feel like this team has done enough to earn a home game Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, I definitely feel like we earned a home game, and just if we get the home game, tell all the fans to come out and come packed and ready to be loud for the game.
It's pretty fun in there when that building gets loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
How do you try to, like, fight through some of that? A lot of times you're on offense, right? So the crowd stays kind of quiet until there's a big play. Mm-hmm. But obviously your excitement doesn't change whether it's home or on the road for making a big play. What's that feeling like when you make a big play and this crowd goes crazy at home?
Oh, it's a surreal feeling. Like when you make the play and you just hear all the noise and you just look up and see everybody cheering, it's a great feeling to have.
How you look at this offense, right? You're coming off a pretty good performance at Southern Illinois, and it's been an offense that's built all year. Why do you feel like this group is put together to make a run for this team?
Because we just never gave up. We just always continue fighting, and it's always the next man up mentality. So if somebody gets hurt, we know that the next man up is going to come in and do the job that they need to do to help the team win.
All right, I know a lot of people are excited for it. Can't wait for it, and excited to see you make more plays. Lorenzo, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
That is Lorenzo Fenner. He is a wide receiver at the University of South Dakota from Independence, Missouri. Redshirt sophomore is Lorenzo Fenner. Still has, few years of eligibility to make a splash and make a great impact at USD. It will be fun to see his efforts continue to grow at the University of South Dakota. That's going to do it for us here this week, but before we wrap things up, let's take a look at the weekend ahead in Coyote athletics. We'll start on Thursday night, where the Coyote men's basketball team is on the road. They will play at Missouri. That's part of an MTE. Coyotes get 2 home games out of that deal. That's why they're playing South Carolina State and Prairie View A&M. That is Thursday night. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the swimming and dive teams are at the St. Thomas Invite in St. Paul, Minnesota. Women's basketball is back home on Friday as the Coyotes take on Valparaiso. It's a 7 o'clock start time in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Sunday afternoon, men's basketball will take on South Carolina State. That's a 1 o'clock tip-off time in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Don't forget, before that, it is the FCS Selection Show at 11 a.m. Volleyball's in action on Monday afternoon as the 2 seed. They'll take on either St. Thomas or Omaha. Those two play on Sunday. Coyotes will play at 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon in Brookings. Tuesday, women's basketball back at home. They'll take on Arkansas Pine Bluff. That game's set to start at 7 o'clock. Looking all the way ahead to next weekend. We know that football will be in action at some point on Saturday. We'll find out Sunday when that is, on Saturday the 29th. Women's basketball will be at Wyoming. It's 2 o'clock Central Time. Men's basketball, 3 o'clock Central Time, will play Air Force at the Monument in Rapid City. So lots of things going on. Don't forget, they got a great ticket deal for basketball coming up this week for games for men against South Carolina State and women against Arkansas Pine Bluff. That is Sunday and Tuesday. Tickets are just $12 apiece, so get those tickets and come out and watch the Coyotes in action this week. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Big thanks to Lorenzo Fenner and Jenna Hopp for joining the podcast this week. As always, have a great weekend. Stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.